Ladies and gentlemen, the chairman and CEO of Time Warner Cable, Mr. Glenn Britt.
It's a pleasure to be here and to join the other speakers on this stage today. Now, some of the early ads that promoted this conference posed the question, why is this cable titan focused on wireless? Well, first, I need to concede that I've never considered myself a cable titan. Of course, I am proud to be a cable guy. I feel comfortable making that claim because I've spent much of my career in the cable business, primarily as an operator, but also as a programmer. There is a simple answer to the question posed in those ads, though, and that is the consumer. The consumer is the reason cable is focused on wireless. Now, I could have said we are interested in wireless because of convergence and content. Both of those words are overused, and I think they miss the point. Let me explain. Historically, people in the media business have debated whether content or distribution was king. Recently, with the entrance of new distribution players, the pundits have been declaring the game is over, and we all know now that content is king. But that actually reminds me of about 15 years ago when people said history was over after the breakup of the Soviet Union. Obviously, that was wrong. And whether it's the growing power of China or problems in the Middle East, history is not exactly over. And the evolution of the media and entertainment business is not exactly over either. It's wrong to crown any one segment as king. Content, of course, remains very important. Consumers view, listen, and read large volumes of mass entertainment every day. However, the producers of that content are no longer just the traditional big companies like my company. Hollywood movies, network TV shows, and top recording artists still drive a lot of demand. But today, people want more. There's a growing consumer demand for content served up by their fellow consumers. People read blogs. They enjoy sending and receiving photos from their camera phones. Some people are devoted to chat room exchanges. And of course, swapping content with friends and family members is commonplace. So there's explosive growth of websites like MySpace.com, YouTube.com, and others. And that tells us the consumers are interested in producing and distributing their own content. Well, how do people get all of this content? They get it from distribution companies, and that's us. Now, a few years ago, people were also talking about convergence. The conversation then was about whether various in-home devices, such as the TV and the PC, would combine into one all-purpose unit. Fast forward a few years, the word convergence is still very much in vogue today. But now, it's about the convergence of services on networks. But all of this, too, is the wrong focus, I think. And all too often in business, we, all of us, became fascinated with technology. And we may think we should launch a new product just because it can be done. I think that's the way to lose a whole lot of money. And at the end, it's the consumer who is really king. Those who focus on understanding real consumer needs will win. That's the business we're in. We're in the business of using technology to meet real consumer needs. So we're not just in the business of building and operating cable networks. We're in the business of fulfilling consumer needs. And in this context, it's a natural for us to be interested in wireless. Now, the cellular business, of course, is huge and growing really fast. There are, I think according to the CTIA, there are almost 195 million cell phone customers in the U.S. today, and that represents over 65% of the U.S. population. 6% of U.S. households are wireless only, and the total wireless revenues are almost $120 billion last year. Another fact, the number of cell phone customers who use their handsets to access the internet more than doubled between 2004 and 2005. It hit 15% and it's expected to increase again this year. So the wireless business is certainly attractive for its own growth prospects. But for me, the mutual attraction of the wireless and cable industries lies in our ability to use these two platforms together to offer attractive new products and services. Now, at its very early stage, adding wireless to our existing bundle will give us, in the cable business, the so-called quadruple play. But from my point of view, simply adding cell phone to our bundle is probably not all that interesting for consumers. The real promise of wireless for me is the capacity to offer a host of new and innovative services that can tie into the video, data, and phone products that we and Sprint Nextel already offer. New products and services help distinguish us from competition, and they add stickiness or customer loyalty. Now, wireless is also important to us at Time Warner Cable because it lines up really well with our core strategy. We think that constant innovation will attract customers and give them a reason to stay with us. New products, new features, and new services will keep our business growing, and it will prevent it from becoming a commodity business where the only distinction is price. We expect our joint venture to deliver wireless products and services in the very near future, later this year. And we should, in fact, start trials later this year. Adding wireless to our bundle will increase our capacity for developing new products, and it adds to the value of existing products. It will enable us to offer these services not only at a time when it is most convenient for the customer, but also at a place of the consumer's choice. You can call it time shifting, you can simply call it choice, call it convenience, you can call it control. That's the way our marketing people refer to the inevitable arrival of when I want, where I want television. One thing is certain. Consumers' habits with respect to TV watching, telephone calling, internet continue to change. We at Time Warner Cable pride ourselves as operating at the intersection of technological innovation and consumer demand. At the heart of our business model is the ability to accurately assess consumer desires, and then we match them with technological innovations that meet those preferences. This central tenet of our business approach has made us first in rolling out many of the latest new products. Just to name a few, we were the first to roll out video on demand. We were the first to roll out subscription video on demand. We were the first in the cable industry to roll out DVRs, the hard drives on the set top. We were the first to deploy high-speed data. And we were the first among the large cable MSOs to deploy voice over IP for residential phone service. More recently, we're the first in the latest video time shifting products, like a product called Startover that we're testing in South Carolina. Our joint venture with Sprint Nextel will develop features based on consumer needs, just like the things I just talked about. You can expect easy conveniences like a single bill, bundled rate plans, and a single customer service contact. We'll make sure that our full suite of integrated products are available so that consumers can take their favorite services home with them. Conversely, they'll be able to bring their favorite mobile services into the home. Here's some of the practical applications we're looking at. Things like the ability to program your DVR from your mobile phone and even access the programming that's recorded on your DVR on your mobile device. Things like voicemail and email forwarding systems, the ability for mobile access to clips from your favorite shows and live news and sports reports. compatible navigation between TV, PC, and mobile devices, the ability for consumers to centrally manage their address book, calendar, personal preferences, and their video and picture libraries, the ability to play games on at home, same games on the road, unified messaging, the list goes on and on. You're all familiar with it. So we at Time Warner Cable aren't standing still. We're not waiting for competition to catch up with us. We have a lead now in our space. We plan to keep that lead. And I see a future where we provide our customers with the opportunity to take their in-home experience with them wherever they go. We'll be able to offer our consumers an integrated communications and entertainment device that works inside their homes, outside in their neighborhood, and it'll travel with them when they're out of town. As we look at our rapidly changing world, it becomes obvious that we need to supplement our experience and skills with those of other companies. And in order to succeed, we need to partner successfully with them in a win-win fashion. Let me give you some examples of this. 6 years ago, we invented subscription video on demand with HBO. So what is that? We worked to fashion a subscription on demand service that met consumer needs and desires, but it also enhanced HBO's value proposition. Now, HBO on demand has helped retain and increase subscriptions to HBO. It's also been successful for other premium television networks such as Showtime. It's helped us at Time Warner Cable to drive the penetration of digital TV and other advanced services. Now, our Startover product, which I mentioned earlier, is another example of win-win partnering. Startover is quite simple. It solves a TV viewer's problem. What happens if they miss the beginning of their favorite show? They can push a button and start it over. Now, this product also addresses programmers' concerns about the impact of DVRs on advertising. With Startover, we disable the fast forward. So unlike a DVR, the customer will see the ads. We think that's good for advertisers, good for networks. Remember, the consumer feature is they can start it over if they miss the beginning. So with this formula, advertisers are protected in terms of ratings delivery. In fact, we think this is in test now. We actually think Startover networks may prove to have a cumulative rating is higher than the networks that don't have that feature. Another example of win-win. Just a few weeks ago, we had an interactive initiative with NBC around the Winter Olympics. And viewers who had access to this could view several different applications. One of them, for example, was called Medal Tracker, you know, like gold medals. And in that application, people were enabled, they could push a button, you could see what countries were leading in gold, silver, and bronze medals in real time. You could also access special reports on the U.S. team all while watching the action unfold. This is all on your TV. Example of how popular this is, in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where we have a cable system, almost half of our digital customers use these interactive Olympics applications at least once, and the repeat usage was really high. So, again, win-win. That translated to higher consumer appreciation of the NBC brand. It also made happy customers for us at Time Warner Cable. So we look at our relationship with Sprint Nextel and the other MSOs in the same light. We're seeking a win-win outcome from this. As I've been saying, innovation isn't new to us. It's really part of cable's makeup. When you think about it, for nearly 60 years, cable has changed the way Americans watch TV. More recently, cable has led the broadband revolution, starting about 10 years ago. And I'm convinced that cable, together with Sprint Nextel, will shape the way Americans use their mobile handsets, both inside and outside their homes. And we have strong competitors today, and I think we'll have even more tomorrow. But all of these competitors won't offer exactly the same products. We won't package them in exactly the same way. So we'll have choice, and choice is good for consumers. At Time Warner Cable, we're moving as quickly as we can to capitalize on all these opportunities. We're establishing as many new customer relationships as we can at a pace that makes economic sense. And again, matching technological innovation with consumers' interests is at the center of our strategy. That is our strategy. At the same time, we're aggressively strengthening our marketing efforts and making customer care central to everything we do. Customer care is really the critical piece of all of this. We, at Time Warner Cable, we actually are going to bring more new products, more innovation to our customers this year than any one year in our 40-year history. I've talked about some of the things, but it'll include steps to bring to market, the first steps to bring to market, integrated wireless device. And as I said, that will eventually link our video data and phone platforms to Sprint Nextel. And it's going to bring us to a world that only consumers can actually describe for us. So in conclusion, let me say this. I think the future of the wireless business, the thing you're celebrating here today, is very, very bright. I think the future of cable is also very bright. And I think our futures together are virtually limitless. Thank you.